Thank you again, Don. Lastly, a mixed bag of news items. Bovis has to apologise for unfinished homes on the new roundhouse development. On the retail front, a cafe on Exchange Street celebrates success, whilst a fancy dress shop shuts after 30 years in business. Let's start, however, with the news that local breweries are to headline the city's Winter Ale Festival.
Four local brewers will run headline brewery bars at one of the UK's largest beer festivals set to be held in Norwich. The National Winter Ales Festival, which is run by the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA for short, and will feature more than 300 real ales, ciders, perries and international beers. This will be taking place next month at the iconic venue, The Halls. Each of the local breweries, Woodford's, Norfolk Brewhouse, Lakens and Greenjack, was chosen to headline at the festival because of their dedication to producing quality, award-winning cask-conditioned real ales. The champion winter beer of Britain will be announced at the start of the event on February the 21st, which will then open to the public from February the 22nd until the 25th. The Winter Festival is set to feature local catering from Pandora's Kitchen and a selection of live music from musicians and bands on Thursday, Friday and Saturday evenings and a special musical attraction on Saturday evening.
Customers have told of how when they picked up the keys to their dream homes, they discovered a string of issues and work unfinished, leading a house builder to apologise. A young couple finding their home was missing its oven and a mum having to make an 18-mile trip to do her washing are among a litany of complaints laid at Bovis Homes' door. The FTSE 250 developer has apologised for the standard of some of its properties at two Norfolk sites and promised to make changes. Social media groups have been set up by angry owners of Bovis Homes, with many reporting similar issues.
A Norwich cafe is toasting success after it was voted by The Guardian as being one of the best places to eat breakfast in the UK. Number 33 on Exchange Street was among 50 venues in the country to make the newspaper's list, and the only one in Norfolk.
The party is over for a fancy dress shop which has been supplying costumes to the people of Norwich for more than 30 years. Top Hat in St Benedict's will close its doors for the final time on March the 18th, bringing to the end years of Halloween outfits, party wigs and scary masks. The decision to close was a difficult one for sisters Kirsty Pope and Nikki Wigger, who took the family business on following their mother's retirement. But after poor Halloween sales in 2016, they felt it was time to move on.
If Helston Secondary Modern rings a bell from your past, then you may be one of the people Sue Thompson is looking for. Mrs. Thompson is hoping to find past pupils of her old school, which is now Helston High School. The Eton resident is searching for classmates that attended the school between 1960 and 1965. Mrs. Thompson explains, I got chatting with a friend who also went to the school after we saw a photograph of us as pupils on Facebook. We were talking about who we could remember from school, who we still see and hear from, and then I said, this is starting to sound like a school reunion, and the idea grew from there. Mrs. Thompson, who was 11 at the time she joined the school in 1961, is hoping to gather as many people as possible. She said, my friend and I have about 70 names of people who we can remember between us, so we'd definitely like to find them and anyone else that might like to join in.
There are concerns that a landowner is attempting to stop members of the public from using a popular stretch of woodland. Back in December, the Thorpe and Felthorpe Trust made a submission stating it wished to bring to an end to the lawful public use of Thorpe Woods. It comes just months after a planning application to build 300 homes on a section of the site, known as Racecourse Plantation, was submitted. While there is no legal right of way established through the woodland, which is located in Thorpe St Andrew, People have used the land for decades. But Thorpe St Andrew Town Council's clerk, Thomas Foreman, fears the current public access arrangement could be cut off following the latest submission. He claimed it would be more likely to happen if a 300-home planning application by developers Socially Conscious Capital was refused. There is a real possibility that if the application is refused, the landowner could prevent any public access to the land until another application goes through, he said. A spokesman for the Thorpe and Felthorpe Trust said the submission states there are no current rights of access or rights of way over the woods.
Bert the tortoise has been given a set of heavy-duty tyres to help him get around the dinosaur adventure park in Lenwade. The 22-year-old African spurred tortoise, sometimes called a sulcata tortoise, injured his leg in 2011 after being loaned out to take part in a breeding program. He has since been suffering bouts of inflammation and finding it difficult to walk, and vets were called after Bert was showing signs of early onset arthritis. He's been using his rear wheels for 8 weeks to help ease the swelling and improve his mobility. Park operations manager Adam Goymer said the wheels have helped him over winter to stop them seizing up and causing more pain to Bert. Kids love it and think he is a bionic tortoise and that he needs those wheels to help him with his super tortoise speed.
A swan with an injured wing was reunited with her mate after rescuers couldn't bear to see them kept apart. Hillside Animal Sanctuary were told about a female swan with a damaged wing on a river close to their Frettenham base. And after volunteers had to wade waist-deep into the river to rescue the swan, they managed to get her back to the bank. Unfortunately, the female's wing needed to be amputated, but she is said to be recovering well, and her mate has since joined her at the vets.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you enjoyed it. Do keep listening, however, as Let's Talk follows. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
So now we'll say goodbye for this week and enjoy Let's Talk.